This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
So lots of NFL, lots of football to talk about. But
his Lions are prime time NFL kickoff. Who would have thought who would have thought a couple years ago the Lions would warrant, like, this is the hot team everyone wants to see opening night.
Let's give them some roast beef on opening night. Some easy, but
they gave you the defending Super Bowl champions. Way to start the season. So
they gave us to them.
Let's get to NFL in a little bit. Let's get to Coach Prime in the weekend, but. Real quick, we went to something last night that I didn't know what to expect, and our observations are all over the place, but they're sort of fun.
In mind, too, Fox Sports Radio Nation, Dan Patrick Show, that we've never been to an MLS game. We never went to the stadium, and we're sort of on the fence of, are we getting into soccer or what, right?
Well, listen, we've been to Super Bowls, playoff games, World Series, basketball, even hockey, but like college football. Been to Notre Dame, Penn State, you know, Syracuse, up in the Carrier Dome. We've been to a lot of, you know, fun different places. Never been to a soccer game. So we roll up to LAFC, go through the press line, get in. Now, here's where it gets interesting. We go to the press area, which is a bunch of like reporters sitting at desks in a row.
Yeah, Scoops Callahan was there, so we're positioned right next to him.
You know that scene where it's just a bunch of guys.
It's the press box.
I'm saying the average listener spot's never been to a press box.
Yeah, but they know the expression press box.
Yeah, so it's just rows of like reporters.
It was catered, boxes. Though, so that was nice.
That was nice.
Yeah, free food is always great.
They have typewriters and cigars.
It seemed like it, Danny.
All right, let's see. All right, Inter-Miami versus LAFC. All right, yeah.
They're like a ticker machine.
It sounded like everybody else was really there working, and then there was
us.
It's weird.
Guys.
We were there
to observe. Our work.
We're reporting right now.
Yeah, our work is observation, Joel. So we go there, and
that's true.
I grab a little free food, and then I'm like, oh, this doesn't seem like the most exciting place to be. So the press box is what you'd imagine. A bunch of reporters in polo shirts or button-downs with ties and khakis, and they're all covering the game. I got to give Spot credit. Spot decides to just take a walk. And he's like, I'm going to walk around and see what's going on.
He warned me to walk with authority, though.
And we've discussed this on the show before, this show and our afternoon show. I love testing the limits of a credential.
Yeah, we had sweet credentials.
So I like to see where I can go, because like sometimes when you have a credential and you walk with purpose, you really can go anywhere.
Had media credentials that said Fox Sports.
So Spot is like, guys, there's a, seems to be like a cool like VIP lounge.
It's like a little club.
It was almost like a nightclub.
Yeah. I think it was called the Sunset Deck.
The Sunset Deck.
But it was swanky. It had like a swanky vibe to it.
And let's take a look over there. And we walk with authority. We walk past the person that's checking credentials, and they're sort of like not really paying that close attention.
So the reminder here is walk with purpose, because we got right in.
We get in there, and we have a better view of the game.
I forgot to mention, you guys had a ladder.
We brought a ladder too. Yeah. Remember the old social media trick. Walk somewhere with a ladder, and no one will ever stop you.
Right.
So we walk in, and at this point, we're like, I don't think we could leave, because now we're in this area. And I'm like, we can't leave, because once we leave, we can't get back in.
But you didn't want to leave, because we went from the press area, where everyone was, you know, reporting and schmoozing, and it was sort of a boring vibe, into this swanky, sort of awesome vibe with the awesome view of the game.
And I overheard someone saying, you know, these little tables over here, they're $2,000 a person. I'm like, right, we're definitely not an area we should be in. So we're in this VIP lounge area, and we're like, all right, we can't leave, because once we leave, we'll never be able to get back in, because we don't have the proper credential. So we're staying put. And then all of a sudden, the stadium starts filling up. And I just wrote down some quick observations to tell you guys what we saw. And then again, we'll get to NFL and a bunch of other stuff. But first vibe is, I say vibe for a reason. Compared to a baseball game, even a big football game, I've been to playoff games, World Series, Super Bowls. Like I said, I'm not bragging, I'm just explaining. This scene for a regular LAFC, I know Messi was in town, it's like a dance club vibe.
Not only that, the section is a section of crazy fans with a whole freaking drum line going on and flags and this craziness. I can only compare it to like a college vibe. Because it was so out of control, so fun. The music was so loud. And it wasn't just regular stadium music. They weren't playing jock jams. You know, it was like Pitbull was performing or something, right?
They were bringing the party. It was like, honestly, I felt like you were in South Beach.
Right? They know their audience.
Right? Dude, yeah. It was just nonstop, and they're like, we got DJ Frescomondo on the ones and twos. DJ Frescomondo was playing all the greatest like Latin hits. It was insane. It was awesome. Yeah. But the vibe was electric. I noticed that off the bat. Like, this didn't feel like your regular American sporting event. It just didn't, because obviously soccer's international. You got Messi playing tonight. So it was a big deal. It just felt very different.
Plus, they need a lot of window dressing because the game on the field is so boring.
Danny?
Well, you know what? That's
Danny,
a great point, Danny.
What you just said, I'll be honest, it was the vibe far outdid the game itself. The game ended up being, you know, LAFC lost 3-1. Messi had an assist, didn't score a goal. But
he almost did, though.
The atmosphere.
Yeah, I think he had two assists.
Yeah,
there's fans. They call them the 3252. We saw our buddy Max Bretos, who we used to work with at ESPN. He's like the announcer and the main dude for LAFC. And he's like, yo, they don't stop. Danny, from the minute
90
they get
minutes
there
stop.
Until the end.
There's not one stop.
There's a drum line, and they're just chanting the whole time, jump. And they're like, it is a nonstop scene, music playing. It's more of a party than any other sport we've ever been to. So again, I think you are sort of making up for the fact that the vibe is better than the actual game.
Doesn't matter though. You're paying a nice price for a good ticket. You want to have fun. You want to experience a great time. And then they're showing all the people in the crowd, and we're saying it's the hottest ticket in L.A. last night. You got everyone from Selena Gomez, everyone from Leonardo DiCaprio to Prince Harry. And I bumped into him going to the bathroom yesterday. He's like, it's Prince Harry. Prince Harry's here at this game. And Spot.
Yeah, if you don't believe that we were in an area that we shouldn't have been in. There's a picture.
Oh,
on our
I saw Spot's bathroom. Photo.
Yeah, there's a picture.
The bathroom.
There's a picture on our Instagram of Spot with David Beckham.
Yeah. See the urinal in the background.
Like, true story.
Yo, Nick Hope, no joke. We were in an area that, like, I'm not even joking. We should not have been in. All of a sudden, Camino's like, yo, dude, Prince Harry's next to him. Yeah, and there's Spot taking selfies with Beckham.
High profile suites in our area.
And you know what, Danny G, the atmosphere, the fact, and the main part of the story is we're in an area we're not supposed to be in. You factor all that in, that does add to the fun that we had. the vibe. So again, you got DJ Fresco. You have like a DJ going. You got a drum line. You got a vibe. You got Messi, international superstars, celebrities. We're in VIP in the super swanky spot. So, of course, situations are perfect for Covino and Rich to have a great time. And then, of course, you know, Messi has two assists, like we said. And my final observation is this, or my final thought, Rich. And I know you have a few more observations, but my final thought is this. You know, we're always on the fence about hockey, too, and people always say, dude, you got to go to a game. Once you go to a game, you hear this all the time.
Yeah.
Once you go to a game, dude, you'll be hooked. And I've gone to a few games, and I'm not saying they suck by any means, but if there was ever a vibe where you go to the game and you're hooked, it was the LAFC soccer game yesterday. Like, that might be my team. Just the way that we were treated, the way we had a good time, the way it felt, the vibe, it was fun. So yeah. It's like, hey, you know what? I'm hooked. That, if anything, your one-time experience, you're hooked. It's soccer over hockey for me. For me. That was my takeaway. Like, wow, that was really fun.
What Covino's saying is if you had to say your major four, football, baseball, basketball, it was hot dog eating at one point, right?
It was hot dog.
Not hockey, but now you're saying the fourth is soccer for you?
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to make room because it was just such an experience, and just like that hockey experience that everyone talks about, I think everyone needs to experience, you know, Messi when he's in town. It's like like we said, Taylor Swift.
My thought is
you got to go.
I have one final thought, and then we start previewing what everyone is thinking about. Week one of the NFL, talk a little bit about Coach Prime and how he is changing the game of college football. So all football the rest of the show, but we had to talk about our experience at LAFC because it really was an amazing night, and it really was an experience. And my thought is, you know how you could look at who you're with? Let's say you're a New York guy, and you end up dating some Italian girl from Brooklyn.
Gina.
You end up dating Gina. And you're like, that's my life. You're like, you know, if I grew up in the South, maybe I would have ended up with some, like, Southern Belle. Or you're like, oh, maybe you know, maybe if I grew up in downtown L.A., I'd be with the princess of the barrio, for all I know. You ever think to yourself, depending on where you grew up, not only did it affect like who you ended up with, who your friends are, but imagine if you grew up overseas, the passion, Danny, you have for like the Lakers or the Raiders, the passion Covino has for the Yankees. Imagine if we were just all growing up somewhere in Europe where we were all just huge football fans, huge soccer fans. You would be, because think of the passion you have for the Raiders. That would just be for, like, a soccer club. It's an interesting thought, because you could see how you could get into it pretty quickly.
Yeah, it was an amazing time, amazing experience, and the star power. Let's just say this. The star power for Messi, obviously it's real. But you got, again, World Cup superstar, international superstar going against the MLS defending champs.
Well, you saw the first game. Kim Kardashian's there getting his jersey, and LeBron's there bro-hugging him.
Provided for a star-studded event. Again, worldwide stardom. And I'm not sure anyone in the major sports that we watch could compare it. I pass it to you, Rich, because I know you're all about Coach Prime.
I'm all about Coach Prime,
and yes, I believe him now. I believe him now because it's still being called the Deion Sanders Coach Prime experiment.
Well, hold on. Danny and I were talking off the air.
Yeah.
And just the whole narrative of, well, it's not about Coach Prime. I'll tell you why it is. But Danny, you and I were talking about how in the NFL versus college, college football is about the coach.
Exactly. One of the big differences between college football and the NFL is that in college, obviously, the players keep changing constantly, but the coach remains the same, and the coach is usually bigger than life. We've seen so many legendary coaches in the college game, and you watch any college game, they're always highlighting the coaches. You don't really see a lot of that in the NFL, because in the NFL, we're all about the players. Yeah, and the coaches are kind of secondary after the players.
In the NFL, it's about the players, and if a coach doesn't win, they'll change the coaching staff. They'll change the whole front office. They'll do everything. In college, they recruit. They set up.
Yes.
It's more about
college players come and go.
What do they always say? A college program. No one says like an NFL program. It's like, hey, you got a coaching staff. If they don't win in a year or so, if they draft poorly, grand opening, grand closing. Look what happened in Arizona. Cliff Kingsbury, the GM, they were in and out. It's like, yeah, you don't win, you're out. It's different in college. And I think what's happening with primetime Coach Prime Deion Sanders is obvious. People resent Deion Sanders because he has an energy and a vibe that doesn't go along with the boring-ass traditions of a lot of old-school college football heads.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when people make a change. If you go to a new company, whatever you do for a living, if you're like, hey, have you guys ever tried this? A lot of times you hear people say, no, we don't do that around here. Deion's asking, well, why? And when you ask why,
he's pushing boundaries.
Sometimes the answer is like, listen, we just don't.
Well, why not?
Well, why not? Well, just, you know, around, and the answer usually is people are lazy because they don't want to do it, or they weren't innovative enough to think about it, or no one ever pushed that boundary.
In business, too, you notice that it's easier to say no than it is to try something different. A lot of times when you approach the boss or anybody with something new, it's just the default answer is always going to be no. It's just easier to say no. That's why.
And I'll applaud the people here at Fox Sports Radio because anything we've said, hey, have you guys ever done this? No, we haven't. Let's give it a shot. A lot of times you go to a place like, hey, can we try this? We don't do that around here. So with Coach.
Yeah, not to kiss ass because my dad always says, hey, why are you kissing so much ass?
In my family, anytime Camino does something
kind. In my family,
it's
the biggest form of weakness. Like, hey, don't be kissing ass. We're not kissing ass. That is the biggest difference at Fox Sports.
It is, but in all fairness, once they get sick of you guys or one of you guys missteps,
yeah,
they're going to start saying no to you.
Yeah, I bet. We're still the new girlfriend.
Yeah.
We're still the new girlfriend who haven't gotten a fight with anyone yet. But Joel, that is true in Covino's family. If you are kind to someone, it's not kind. It's, why are you kissing ass?
Kissing ass. Because, you know, they don't garner a lot of respect if you're kissing ass.
So
my family, they do it right in front of the person, too.
Oh, really? Just to butter him up?
Why are you kissing his ass? Oh, make him get his own plate.
Oh, they call that person out?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I just think a lot of times what you see in any company, any sport, anything, if someone does something unconventional, instead of embracing it, instinct one is to say, we don't do that around here.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Well, we don't know. That's not how we do it.
There's no budget for that. We can't. Sorry. No.
No. I remember one time we wanted a carve out in one of our contracts at SiriusXM to do something else when we were working there. It was like, hey, can we? Well, we don't really do that.
Well, why not?
Well, let's start doing that. Right? I mean, it's like, we don't do that. Deion Sanders, he's not in the coaching community that we're used to, right? He's not one of these names that, you know, goes for a national title, changes a college twice in their career, and has a legacy. That's not Coach Prime.
Right. He doesn't fit into any of the standard mold anyway. And nothing about him does.
Even though he played in a World Series and an NFL game on the same day, even though he's a Hall of Famer and one of the smoothest dudes to ever play sports, dancing into the end zone.
A difference maker since day one.
Because he's not from that old school, let's be honest, like the college club of old school coaches, there's a sense that he didn't earn it. And it's like, I don't believe in that, man. He's doing things in a new way, and people either hate that or love it. There's a lot of nerdy sports writers that are straight up like, well, slow down. He hasn't done anything yet.
Well, we don't want to be like Danny G often says. You don't want to be prisoners of the moment.
He sounds just like that.
Yeah. I think you guys are just prisoners of the moment.
Yeah, like, first of all, I don't sound anything
I know,
like
but
that.
For all we know, and I am buying. Like I said, I'm buying. I'm buying into Coach Prime. Let's go. Again, 21-point underdogs. Nice win. You know, could be a fluke. Could be that TCU had a bad game. Who knows? It's still only one game is my point. That doesn't mean I'm not buying into it, but they make a point. We can't get carried away over one
game. I am saying, though, when you talk about what Prime is doing, college is about recruiting. It's about the transfer portal now. It's about being able to make money as a college player now, mm-hmm. right? NIL. All these factors, wouldn't you agree they all lean towards advantage Coach Prime?
Definitely.
Coach Deion Sanders?
The criticism.
Recruiting is such a big part of college sports. And if you got a guy like Coach Prime that's inspiring these kids, his personality versus other coaches might work in 2023 better than you think. And he's doing things unconventional. He's cutting people publicly. He's making the rules very clear. And Danny, you sent something this morning. or was it yesterday, where he doesn't have captains, he has leaders and dogs.
Really cool. Yeah, instead of naming captains for the team, he has L's and D's on each jersey. L for leader, D for dog.
That's kind of cool. Again, unconventional.
So
you can see why it's going to rub some old school cats the wrong way.
Now, I already saw some headlines this morning like, are they a legit contender? We're talking about a program that was 1-11 last year, correct?
Yep.
Let's hold our horses. But.
And buffaloes.
Hold your buffaloes. But it's a culture change that I'm not saying they're going to win a national championship. Let's not get cuckoo bananas, as Monty here on Fox Sports would say. But there is a sense that this could be a ranked team. This could be a program for years to come where guys like Deion Sanders are making a difference. The big picture, like a younger vibe for a coach, connecting with the players on a different level. And it doesn't hurt that his kids are superstar athletes and they are now with him there. That doesn't hurt either.
But it also doesn't hurt that he has a proven blueprint of what worked for him personally. Like he said in the press conference, he's been a difference maker since day one. These are the things that I did. Like a crazy belief in himself. You don't think he's able, with the flair and flash that he has, able to convey that to his younger players? Of course he does. He probably instills in his sons and in a team, you know, the crazy amount of belief he had in himself to them. He lived it. That's part of the difference, too. Like, yo, I did this. He's a human highlight reel himself.
I think it's safe to say that TCU won't win a national championship.
You know what?
There you go.
Joel, I think that that's a, you know, you watch the Swamp Kings, the documentary on Netflix, Urban Meyer, Tim Tebow, all about Florida. That pressure in college football that if you lose one game, that could just be the season right there. I know the expanded playoff gives you a little wiggle room where you can lose a game now, maybe one. But when you lose your first game when you were a 21-point favorite, your chance of a college playoff might already be donezo, unless they get super hot.
So he told you they were coming. Do you believe him now?
So ask yourself this question, buddy boy, and then we'll move on to the NFL. And I'm curious what Nick thinks. I know Nick Cope does some college football stuff. They're playing at home against Nebraska next week. They're 3-point favorites. Does this have letdown written all over it? Or does this have Colorado keeps rolling, Deion gets the prime, gets like the hometown welcome, the town, the city goes nuts? I was talking to one of the boss men around here who's a Denver guy, Colorado guy. And he's like, my man, it's like he's inspiring. What are you thinking, Nick?
I don't think Nebraska can have nice things anymore, so I'll take Colorado based on what I saw last week.
I feel like it's, you know,
and
while
if they blow them out,
Nick,
too, then if Colorado blows them out, though, you're probably going to be sold on, wow, they're legit.
Well, you got to think.
I saw Nebraska play.
Yeah, no bueno.
I think the hope, you know, that loss, I think that hope is gone.
This is the hottest ticket in college football this week, by the way. You're talking $300+ and in Boulder, and this is the same weekend you got Texas at Alabama.
By the way, that would Texas look good this weekend? Let me tell you, Nebraska at Colorado, then they play Colorado State, so they could very well be 3-0 going into Oregon.
Yeah, they got to go to Autzen.
And that's going to be...
And then they got USC
And then
coming.
They got USC. So
it's a really tough couple games.
They got a couple tough ones, but they could go, if you want to talk about just like a storyline we didn't anticipate, fair to say they could be 3-0 going into that back-to-back Oregon-USC.
Oh, yeah. And then there's just going to be massive amounts of hype for that game in Oregon.
3-0 is a good start.
That's Saturday against Oregon.
People were talking about Colorado as if, hey, if they get to 5 wins, like that's going to be a nice season for mm-hmm. them after they went 1-11. And now with what they did on Saturday, it just seems like expectations have totally shifted.
Well, 5 wins is still good, though.
When you're coming off a 1-11 season.
Yes.
Yeah.
But now 5 wins seems like, they should be able to do that.
I think
now,
looking at their schedule, they'll barely get 5 wins.
Let's see, they got...
And you know what it does, too? It gets the casual fan. It gets them tuning in. Like you said, hottest ticket. It's getting you tuned in.
Their schedule's not easy, but they could...
Oh, it's not easy.
They could get to that, like Nick said, they could get to that Oregon game at 3-0, and then that'll be the that'll be a game everyone will be glued to. It'll be like, all right, well, well, this is another true test for Coach Prime and the team. And they look great. You know, it's just another great storyline. Every year we look for what? We just love watching football, but we love storylines. We could try to deny it all we want. The same way your wife watches Vanderpump and The Bachelor and all this stuff. We love storylines. Men and women love storylines. And
Golden Bachelor now.
And Coach Prime has just created another fantastic college football storyline. Another must-see team in Colorado.
And he's so compelling with the media,
and
too.
You know what?
We the soundbites? Yeah, the soundbites alone.
We do have some clips of Coach Prime. Now, post-game, take a listen to Deion Sanders.
We told you we're coming. We told you we're coming. You thought we was joking. And guess what? We keep receipts. God bless you, America. Ooh, God is good.
I will say, in the post game, he called out Ed Werder. Do you have that clip where he poor Ed Werder.
I love that he's calling people out. That was funny.
What's up, boss? You believe that? You hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Oh, no. Do you believe that? Huh? Oh, no, no, no. I read through that bull junk you wrote. I read through that. I sifted through all that. Yeah. Oh, no. Come on. Do you believe? You don't believe. You just answered it. You don't believe. Next question.
My big takeaway is I'm going to start using the word bull junk.
I'm just giving a props that he pulled that out to keep it clean.
I'm not going to ruin his soundbite.
I just can't not swear that good.
Yeah. I know. I would have slipped. Like, yo, I believe that bull junk. Bull junk is a great word. And secondly, I will say Ed Werder was a class act, though, because he did not, you know, it's not Ed Werder and reporter's job to stroke primetime Deion Sanders. It's their job to report and give, you know, give their opinions and report on the game. Ed Werder didn't believe, and maybe he still doesn't believe, but after the game, he did put on social media that, like, congrats to, you know, Prime and his family and the team, and, you know, what a great performance.
Yeah,
so, you know,
he's been a pro forever. Yeah.
But it is interesting. Deion's there keeping receipts. And as I look around the room right now, on Good Morning America, they're showing Prime on ESPN and FS1. He's everywhere.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com. Expresspros.com.
Kavino and Rich in for DP. And Danny G, we got some NFL trivia. You got this rolling or what?
And let's have some fun. Week one finally here. All right, let's meet the contestants. Steve Covino.
Yeah.
Rich Davis.
Okay, that's me. Let's go. I'm in it.
To my right, Nick Cope. Turn Nick Cope's mic on here. And Spotty Boy also is going to play.
Oh, you're in, Spot.
Oh.
And on the FSR studio lines, playing for a CNR Nerf football. All right, Nick, I'll use you for this. You want to travel to Pennsylvania, New York, Maine, or Virginia?
Oh, I love Maine. Let's go to Maine.
Maine, all right.
What's up, Maine?
Joe in Maine, what's up?
We're here. We're ready.
All right, Joe, what do you do for a living there in Maine?
I am retired, sir.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Easy life.
Take me with you.
Here are the rules for our CNR NFL trivia. The first contestant with two correct answers is the champ. If there's a tie, we have a tie-breaking question. Your name is your buzzer. You do have to wait until all three possible answers are read. If there's two wrong answers in a row, we move on to the next question. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's get it on.
NFL,
round one.
Let's go.
Oh, no.
All right.
What is the highest score ever, both teams combined, in an NFL game?
I think I know the answer without even the multiple
choice. Wow, really?
Wow.
A, 110. B, 113 points. Or C, 117 points.
Joe. 117.
No.
Rich.
No.
Rich
for the steal.
113.
Yes.
Wait, can I guess again? Wasn't that Mexico game where it was like... Remember the Rams and the Chiefs scored like 40 to 50 points?
No,
like 50
this was a game.
Each?
This was a game before we were all born, at least in the studio. The Washington Redskins 72-41 over the New York Giants in 1966.
Damn, that's what I meant. That one.
You just pulled a VJ Husky.
I think I know this.
You just pulled a Vernon VJ Husky.
I know not only the answer but the game. Was it?
All right.
Well, how about this? In the last 25 years, can we agree that was probably it? Don't you remember that game where it was a shootout
it
between
was a
the
high
Rams
scoring
and the
game.
Chiefs? That was a badass
54-51.
Yeah. 54-51.
That's close.
Yeah, Nick Cope, thank
there you.
You
go.
He got the right answer trophy and gave it back. No. Seriously, Rich is on the board. We almost took it away right now, though.
105, Rich. It's not 100.
Yeah. Round two.
Close, though.
Who is the last non-quarterback to win NFL MVP? A, LaDainian Tomlinson. B, Adrian Peterson. Or C, Sean Alexander.
Rich.
Rich.
Am I going to just kill this?
Are you going to sweep?
Am I going to sweep? Adrian Peterson.
Oh, he is sweeping the game.
Sorry,
yes.
Guys. Sorry. I mean, Danny, give me another question. Give us another question just for the hell of it.
Yeah, we got to
continue.
Joe,
thanks for playing. You got to go.
No, bonus Joe, question. Stay there.
All right, bonus question.
All right, yeah, let's go. Round three. Which NFL team took 32 years to win their first playoff game? A, the New Orleans Saints, B, the Miami Dolphins, or C, the Tampa Bay Bucks?
Covino. C.
No.
Dang.
Nick. Come on.
Nick.
The Aints?
Yeah, that's the New Orleans Saints.
32 years, huh?
32 years for them to win their first playoff game. All right, round four.
They used to wear bags on their heads.
It had to be crickets.
Yeah, that's why they were the Aints.
I know. I thought maybe that was the obvious answer.
Well, it's funny.
That wasn't it.
If you were a kid of the 80s, every highlight on any plays of the year always had someone wearing a paper bag on their head that said Aints. That was that was your before the Drew Brees era. That was what you pictured.
All right, who is the only non-kicker, non-quarterback to play in more than 300 NFL games? A, Junior Seau, B, Daryl Green, or C, Jerry Rice? Covino. Oh, Joe. Got in there.
What you got, Joe?
Joe.
I'm going with C, Jerry Rice.
Jerry Rice is correct.
Yeah, Jerry Rice. That guy. You know, when you look at there's been a lot of – I love when this comes out because I think a lot of people – give Michael Jordan his props. A lot of people obviously give him his props. They give, Tyson and Ali and all the greats.
Yeah.
I think that when you watch Jerry Rice run a route and there's not a defender within 5 yards of him, I think we forget how great he was the greatest route runner of all time.
303 games. All right, round five. Terry Crews was selected in the 11th round of the 1991 draft. Which team picked him? A, the Rams, B, the Raiders, or C, the Chiefs?
Oh, wow. Covino.
Yeah,
Covino. B, the Raiders.
No.
I believe. It's got to be.
I thought it was the Cowboys, so
Rich,
I was wrong.
It's got to be the Chiefs, right?
No, you guys all wrong. The Rams.
So when he goes to the Rams games and flexes his boobies, that was the team that drafted him.
Yeah, he broke in with the Rams.
If you picture Terry Crews any other way but singing Vanessa Carlton 1,000 Miles, we're very different people. That's all I picture.
Radio 96.3.
Two more for fun here. Who became the fastest QB to throw 5 TDs in a game? 16 minutes and 3 seconds. Blew out the Bucks 48-17. A, Drew Brees, B, Joe Flacco, or C, Matt Schaub?
Wow. Feels like there's an obvious answer, but that would be Brees.
Joe, what do you think?
Joe, I'm going Matt Schaub.
No.
Nick.
Nick.
It's got to be Brees. Come on.
No. Joe
Flacco.
Flacco.
Joey Flacco?
Freaking Flacco. Man. Can't stand that guy.
What was that again? How many points?
I know.
5 TDs in 16 minutes and 3 seconds.
Nice.
Where do you guys look when you say Joe Flacco? Do you look at, when they say, well, the bad quarterbacks have won the Super Bowl? And is he on that list or is he somewhere in the middle? Is he on the Phil Simms mid-level or is he... I know he beat our Niners in a game that the Niners should not have lost.
Yeah, that was just
brutal. Yeah. Nick, that was the worst. You know when you think back to the sporting event you've been to live that you hated more than anything? There's two of them. Like walking out of a stadium when your team lost the World Series is bad. Super Bowl's even worse.
Oh yeah.
You were there for that one?
New Orleans. That was when Beyonce knocked the lights out.
Rich tripped over the extension cord. In the
power people don't realize that. It was me. I tripped over a cord. The lights went out. But, Nick, when Crabtree got held and they didn't call it.
No, they just needed to give the ball to Frank Gore one time, and they didn't do it.
And they lose to the Ravens 2013 in New Orleans. And all I remember is walking out of that stadium and all the obnoxious Ravens fans were doing that. Dun, 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 dun,
oh, yeah,
dun,
I remember when that song dun, was a thing. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. It's turning into a 49ers therapy
and
session.
I was crying.
You guys want to hug it out?
I was crying on Bourbon Street.
That was 10 years ago
now.
Oh, all right, last one for fun here.
All right.
Rich already won. But in 1992, which team started the season 0-4 and still went on to win their division? A, the San Diego Chargers, B, the Dallas Cowboys, or C, the Buffalo Bills?
Rich, it's the Chargers.
Yeah.
Chargers were historic, and then they historically started out rough, would always find a way.
Yeah, even after starting 0-4, they went on to finish that year 11-5. They not only won the AFC West, but they also beat the Chiefs in the wild card round.
Nice.
And Rich, are you giving your ball to Joe?
You give your balls to Joe.
You won.
Of course, Joe. You got the Covino Rich.
Joe, even though you didn't officially win, Joe, but we're still going to mail that Nerf football to you in Maine.
Wonderful.
Nice. Awesome, man.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks for playing. Thanks for listening to the show. And a reminder to everybody hanging out, if you guys want to qualify for a CNR on FSR Nerf football, you know, keep it in your trunk, give it to your kid, get ready for the football season, just leave a review, subscribe to our podcast, follow the podcast, it's free. Search Covino and Rich wherever you stream, leave a comment, and if Danny G ever calls your name, you win. Plus, we'll be playing tomorrow, right, Danny G, for prizes?
That's right, Tyson Tuesday.
Tyson Tuesday at our regular time, 5 to 7 on the East, 2 to 4 on the West.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com. ExpressPros.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
So we lost legend Jimmy Buffett over the weekend. That was really sad for all the parrot heads who love rocking out to that summer beachy vibe of Jimmy Buffett. And as of today, we announced earlier that Steve Harwell from Smash Mouth was in hospice. Just found out he passed away.
Oh, that's a bummer, man.
Yeah, dude had a lot of hits. Smash Mouth was big in the 90s, man, for sure.
They had a song on the Shrek soundtrack, which I'm sure they made some.
They had a bunch of songs on the Shrek soundtrack. They had that Monkees cover. They had All-Star.
Yeah.
So, rest in peace, Jimmy Buffett. And, of course, as of today, Steve Harwell passed away at 56 at his home in Boise, Idaho, as a result of liver failure.
That sucks, man.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend's from Boise. Did she know that Smash Mouth was from Boise?
She actually dated one of the members years ago. Fun fact. I'm not proud of that, but yeah, since you asked.
Are you serious?
I'm surprised you didn't know that. Like, I'm not announcing that. Like, I'm very stoked about it or something.
I thought you were kidding. Then no, I looked and
right?
you, yeah. Your face was saying you weren't kidding.
No, I'm absolutely serious about it. That's probably how. I don't even know. I don't investigate those things.
She should reach out to her ex to offer condolences.
No, it's quite okay, yeah. But she actually is a big Smash Mouth fan. It's funny you ask that.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she is.
She would see them all the time.
I'm sure she did.
Yeah. Who knew? Smash Mouth groupie.
Great story. Either way, rest in peace. Oh, yeah. Let's not take away from the real story here. That guy had some hits. And the joke was, we could joke, he had a great career. We always said him and Guy Fieri were the same guy. Him, the guy from NSYNC Clown Posse, and Guy Fieri.
Very similar looking.
All the same guy. We never saw him in the same place at the same time.
Well,
rest in peace, Steve Harwell.
We did say we were going to talk some NFL week one, not predictions. What game are you most excited about? But first, I saw a headline. I had to click on this. Has nothing to do with sports, but humor me for a minute.
Sure.
This is out of the New York Post. There's a woman claiming that she makes hundreds of dollars a month renting out the other side of her bed. No shenanigans, no hanky-panky, nothing. But she just lets dudes sleep.
Foot rubs, cuddles.
No, just nothing? Lets dudes
just
sleep
renting out the
on
bed.
The other side of the bed because they just want to have a warm body and like a good-looking woman
that's
next
risky,
to them.
That's risky, man. I don't know about that.
That seems like the most dangerous decision of all time. First of all,
I agree. Where do I sign up?
Look at every level of it. Who would pay to just lay next to someone? So your clientele is going to be a bunch of
husbands?
Weirdos.
Yeah, but like Rich said last week, there's a lid for every pot. Speaking of Steve Harwell, even Shrek had a wife, right? So there's weirdos everywhere.
Yeah,
she's a weirdo, and there's weirdos willing to sleep next to her.
Remember, Shrek's wife chose an ogre over a short guy.
Yeah.
Sorry, my short kings.
So my point in that was he found a wife. She's going to find clients.
Living,
weird people.
This woman, apparently, the quote is, she's living her dream. She's sleeping with folks, but not sleeping with folks. Literally renting out her side of the bed where her ex-boyfriend once slept. She needed extra rent money, so she said, let me see if dudes just want to sleep next to a hot chick. No touching, nothing going on.
Is she good looking?
Sounds like most marriages I know.
I mean, she's, I was going to say, that's where most marriages end up anyway, right? Yeah, she's like attractive.
Let me see.
Yeah, take a look.
I mean, it's part of the story. Yeah, that's wild. Yeah. She tucks in an extra $600 a month.
Does she have a nice bed?
I wonder, can I see her with my eyes closed if I'm asleep?
Yeah, what kind of bed is this? Is this a sleep number? Choose my setting?
Sleep number.
It better be.
When I stay over, do I have to remove all those like extra throw pillows for no reason?
Oh, yeah. That's
if
weird.
I sleep nude, can you know I? What about it? Yeah, I'm a nude sleeper.
Joel's got it all hanging out.
Yeah, and that's right.
And by the way,
does
also,
she have rules to that?
Question number two, is it cheating? Danny G, if you're, your wifey was like, yo, Danny, where were you? Like, not cheating, but I was sleeping next to this girl. Just sleeping next to her. Is that cheating?
Nah, my wife is real cool. She's even said that if you use a condom, that's not cheating because you're not touching skin to skin.
What?
I swear, she's cool.
What?
Best wife ever.
I looked at the clock. I'm like, are we on the air right now? Get out of here. That doesn't even sound right.
That's
put it this
true.
Way. From today's perspective, every young person thinks if you're just sliding into someone's DMs, if you respond to a girl and she's relatively attractive on social media, if you respond, that's cheating.
Danny's
so sleeping in some strange lady's bed is definitely considered cheating.
Like, is there any sort of like touch, like if you brush up against a leg or something?
$5.
It's
a different package.
Like, I have a king size bed, and when I'm asleep next to my wife, I don't even want to be touched. I don't want to brush. I don't want to feel. I just want like my own space. We'll share a bed, I don't want to be touched.
Do you think this lady makes a pillow wall?
Maybe.
Like you ever seen a movie where it's like, I don't want to sleep next to you, and they put like a curtain, a sheet in the middle of the bed. She is saying one last thing on this, and then we'll get the football.
She'll spoon you for an extra $100.
Yeah,
they're saying that could she start a new trend where women... Listen, we never thought OnlyFans would pick up the way it is, but we live in a weird world now in 2023.
People are weird. And you accept it all the time. Instead of calling people out for being weird, everybody just rolls with it like it's the new
normal.
Don't
kink-shame me.
Yeah, but come on.
And now you know my address?
Yeah, let's be real. Well, it's weird.
I'm just saying, remember you heard it here first. Before we get back to the NFL.
Then again, Uber did sound weird before we got used to it.
Wait, we're going to get in a stranger's car?
So maybe we're just not ready for it yet.
It's not a taxi driver? No, it's like a regular dude that's just going to drive you.
Wait a second.
Like hitchhiking?
Rich did break the story of Tom Brady and his wife breaking up.
That is true. I break the stories. I get to them first. Now, the part of this that's interesting, they're saying that she could be starting a trend now called hot bedding.
Oh.
Where you sleep in a bed with someone. You pay to sleep in bed with someone, but you don't get to do anything.
So it's funny when his marriage is called cold bed.
Yeah, that's as Spot said. That's sort of just like married couples sleeping in bed together, not touching each other. All right, listen.
Pay
week
the same
one,
amount.
Can we rub feet?
You could touch feet, $5, Joel. Week one of the NFL always surprises, right? Later in the week, maybe we'll go over like what because what usually
there's
got to
be surprises, definitely.
I know our buddy Bernie Frado, Danny G, didn't he say look out for week one home underdogs? And there's a bunch of them this week.
Yeah, he said a 74% clip.
Week one home underdogs always do well, so look out for that because there's a bunch of them. And I feel like I'm betting against all of them, which means I'll lose. But when you look at week one, which kicks off in 3 days, Lions and the Chiefs, 6.5-point favorites, sort of like where that point spread is.
That seems low.
Yeah, I feel like as much as I think your Lions are good, Joel, I thought it would be 7.5 to try to get people on that hook.
I see us losing by at least 12 or 13.
I agree with Joel, to be
honest.
And
if you want to be safe and take it to teaser town like I do once in a while, make that Chiefs -0.5 and team it up with something else. But as of week one, when you look at the rundown of games, what stands out is like, yo, I'm really pumped about that one. 877-99 on Fox. And I'm going to tell you this. You can't pick one game because it's the obvious one. You can't say, Bills, Jets, Monday night. No. What did Deion Sanders say?
Bull junk.
No bull junk.
No bull junk. That is the obvious one.
Did he say new bull junk?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
Bull junk.
No bull junk. Of course you want to see Josh Allen and Aaron Rodgers Monday Night Football. They got a great one.
So
aside from Hard Knocks, Aaron Rodgers and Josh Allen, which is clearly the game of the week, Monday night got a good one. Besides that,
what's the one you're tuning into?
What makes you say, I need to watch this game? And Danny, I know which one you're going to say because I'm with you. I think one of the games of the week is Danny G's Raiders.
Agreed.
Going to Denver and really seeing, did Sean Payton fix Russell Wilson?
Nope.
And
is Garoppolo,
how does Garoppolo play in his first game with the Raiders?
Could, you know, with Josh Jacobs back on board and Devontae Adams.
There's a lot of interesting questions
that
being
to me,
answered in that,
that
game.
To me is the game of the week. Like, because I think all the other games don't have as many question marks. I look at that game and I say, ooh, this is going to be telling.
I don't know that.
Well, who's the Steelers play?
The Steelers played a 49.
Yeah,
that's another good one
because of the point spread. I wrote down a good rivalry here. Joe Burrow versus Deshaun Watson. You got Cincinnati versus the Cleveland Browns. Cincy with the number 10 ranked defense and the Deshaun Watson-led Browns number 9 ranked defense. Mixon versus Chubb. I'm interested to see how Burrow comes back from the small injury he had during camp.
Burrow's a little hobbled, so keep that in mind. So if the O-line, which in years past has been suspect at times.
And we all kind of hate Deshaun Watson.
I was just going to say, on the weakest of levels here, I think people like to root for Joe Burrow and like to root against Watson. So that's
how it is.
Alone, it just is what
but
it
yet
is.
We all love watching Nick Chubb run the ball, so it's weird watching that team right now.
It is. But that's a fun matchup for sure.
I think the weakest game of week one might be another team in that division. The Ravens are home, and it's the biggest point spread of week one. Ravens are double-digit favorites over the Texans. We'll see C.J. Stroud, right? We'll see some rookie play. We'll have some maybe moments, but that's sort of a snoozer.
That is a snoozer.
That's a snoozer. Bucks and Vikings, to me, another snoozer. I'm surprised that point spread is only 6. Minnesota's at home.
I think the Bucks quarterback makes it just a little bit more intriguing.
Baker Mayfield's fun. And he's on a short leash because they got Trask there waiting to, you know.
Yeah, I don't think that's a snoozer. I don't think it's a terrible game,
but we all fell in love with Kirk Cousins during quarterback.
Right, right. There's that.
Well, you know.
And like Joel said, there's the question marks of, hey, could Mayfield actually be a difference maker there?
Nope.
Who knows? Probably not, fun to see.
Then you look at a game where I'm sure some are intrigued to be like, oh, let's see Derek Carr in a Saints uniform for the first time. They're at home against the Titans. Always fun to watch Derrick Henry run. And Tannehill still got the spot for now. There's some good ones. I don't think Panthers, Falcons. Maybe people want to see Bryce Young for the first time, right?
Nope.
So,
we named the top two. Aside from, again, the question was, aside from Monday night, what were your favorite must-watch games?
No, you're missing one.
And they really are. It's Vegas, Denver, and San Francisco, Pittsburgh.
The San Francisco, Pittsburgh one is interesting because I'm a Niners fan, and I know Nick Cope is too, and I always go to him for Niners stuff, and he probably gets sick of it.
No, are you kidding me? He loves talking about 49ers.
He just lit up. Yeah. Never. Nick, am I wearing my 49er homer goggles? Because I don't understand how it's only Niners minus two. Is everyone think Kenny Pickett's like ready
there's
to
There's a lot of Steelers love in the preseason. There's also the West Coast going East Coast. There's a lot behind, a lot of numbers suggesting that it's very difficult going that way. So I think that's why the spread is where it is.
The variables, like you say, all these variables, because if you just put the two teams next to each other, I think that while Pittsburgh is good, and I know there's
a lot
of Steelers hype and PL, Kenny Pickett and Tomlin's, never a loser. And last year they thought he was going to. I feel like the Niners, this is a Niners win.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary, it's extra easy. With full remote access to your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes Me Connect app, the vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.